Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today, we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, this whole past week has felt like a whirlwind of changes and colder weather and people more carefully, I feel like, watching COVID-19 and the numbers that are happening across the state, which are historic highs during this pandemic, and certainly something that we are seeing in La Plata County and a slight increase over in Archuleta County. But San Juan Basin Public Health Department, effective today, has put in some new regulations. So let's start there and talk about what those are.
Yes, we have on Friday, we announced that we had previously been in safer at home level one. And as of today, Monday, the 26th, we would move into safer at home level two. And this is because last week in La Plata County, and this is only for La Plata County at this time, last week in La Plata County, we had days where we were over a 100 new cases per 100,000 residents over 14 days. And so that is a metric that we're paying close attention to understand transmission in the community. And when we get numbers that high, it indicates that we should be making adjustments to keep our case count low in our community.
And let's talk about what are some of those adjustments that people need to adhere to from stage one into stage two.
The adjustments into safer home level two are small adjustments that we're hoping will have some good ability to help slow spread of infection. So we, first of all, want to level set. And I think before I get into what the adjustments are, I want to be really, really clear with people that we have increased our case transmission in La Plata County and in Archuleta County. But out of 64 counties in the state of Colorado, currently La Plata County has the 54th lowest rate of transmission and Archuleta County has the 57th lowest rate of transmission. So we are making these adjustments. We're making small adjustments now as we're seeing our cases increase, but we are increasing much more slowly than the rest of the state. So these adjustments are to make sure that we are able to maintain where we are as a community, keep our schools open, keep our college open, keep our businesses doing well, right? We've had really good economic indicators. Our sales tax is up. Our lodging occupancy is the highest in the state for, you know, fall tourism. So we are managing here to be a model of how you can do both. I'm not saying this is easy, and I'm not saying that there's not been tremendous fallout for many of us, but we are learning how to do it together. And we're going to make some small adjustments now going into level two so that we can continue on this trajectory to keep our economy as open as possible and keep our schools open. So the changes really are around what our gathering size is for private gatherings. Whether you're indoors or outdoors, if you are doing a private social gathering, we're asking community members to limit that to 10 people and don't mix more than two households. This will really help us cut down on transmission because we're finding that a lot of our transmission is in private social gatherings because we miss each other. We want to spend time with friends and family and loved ones, and it's a very normal human need. So we're going to have to kind of reboot how we do that safely, and 10 has now become the number.
Leanne, we talked a lot last week about Halloween, how to do so safely. How does going into stage two affect any of the guidance that you gave us last week?
Well, we talked about this, which was the, you know, if you're going to go do your activities outdoors, and I think we're lucky that Halloween is on a Saturday, so people can hopefully celebrate earlier in the day and hopefully we'll have some good weather. And so we want people to move their activities outdoors. But if you're inviting other friends and family to do Halloween together, we're going to say limit it to 10 people, limit it to two households, and do as many of your activities outdoors as possible. And really think about what are the creative things that you can do that limit how much face-to-face contact you have with other people outside of your household.
You know, Leanne, I think it's so interesting being in the position that you're in with guiding La Plata County and Archuleta County and saying, hey, you know, we've got to tighten it up a little bit here in La Plata. We can stay in stage one here in Archuleta. Let's talk about that decision and that conversation and what that's like to head to different counties.
Well, we're watching the numbers really closely. We review the data every single day. We are, teetering back and forth between 90 and 100 cases per 100,000 residents in La Plata County. In Archuleta County, we've kept that for the last week or two. It's usually between 55 and 60. So I think right now we're at 57 cases per 100,000 residents in Archuleta County. And, you know, these are numbers that we put out, you know, we do it per population size. So we have to adjust the numbers. But Archuleta County is not at the threshold. So we are having similar conversations about how to, you know, have Halloween safely and really understand that there is no activity that we do in either county that is zero risk, right? Every activity carries some risk. So our job as members of these communities is to really think about risk and where are the places we want to take risks, right? So, and how do we minimize the risk that we're taking? So we understand whether you're in Archuleta County or La Plata County, this last 8 months has been really hard for people. It has been devastating. You know, our mental health is suffering. Our longing for normalcy is just absolutely pressing. We want to return to normal life. We want to get there. So how do we take steps? And how do we take steps understanding that there's no zero risk activity, but what is the right place to take on a little bit of risk, not spread a lot of disease, and return our lives to normal? And that's the way we should all be thinking about our activities as we move into the holiday season. Because if we lose control of it now, it's going to make for a really tough Thanksgiving, really tough Christmas, really tough dark and cold winter months. So we have control over this as a community. We are crushing it as a community, right? To be 54th and 57th in the state, with schools open, with a college open, with high economic indicators, the only way that happens is if everybody takes it really seriously and really takes some, you know, does some calculating about what I should be doing, how I should be spending my time. And I would say this community is really doing that. Both communities are.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else you'd like to add for us here today?
I think we just want to remind everybody that, you know, we can practice good physical distancing. We can wear our face coverings when we're in public. We can, you know, wash your hands thoroughly when you're out. Get tested if you have symptoms. Please don't go to work or go to any social gatherings if you feel like you might have symptoms. And we will be able to maintain the spot that we're in. And we won't have to continue to go backwards like we're seeing tons of communities in Colorado and across the country right now.
Leanne Jalan, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.